Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend in the morning.
Gunners and Ali. The Wave.
Deborah Harry from Blondie today celebrating birthday number 74. That's I Want That Man around about 6:09. Morning, Ali.
Good morning. Of course, being July 1st, it means one thing, Gunners.
Deborah Harry's birthday.
It means birthday month for Ali. Woo!
A month?
A month. I get a whole month of pampering. So get those peeled grapes ready, son, because it's on.
I guess you want me to make the coffee as well.
No. We won't go that far. I'll make the coffee, otherwise they'll be crap.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you like your good coffee, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, so it's birthday month treats for you. All year round, really.
Happy birthday month to you then,
Thanks.
Ali. Thanks. Happy birthday month.
No, we don't
month.
Need to get that carried away.
Get that $5 note to us by the close of business today and we'll give you a check, one of those big novelty ones for $7.75.
But don't worry, we'll transfer the real funds into your bank account.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works these days, isn't
right.
it?
Right. It's. Oh, yeah.
Do you take PayWave? Boop, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. No more big novelty checks for us
anymore. Have you used a checkbook ever in your life?
I have.
Yeah?
It was a long time
ago. Did you used to think you were awesome and you'd rip it off and you'd be like, there you go, and the ink, you're waving it around while the ink's drying and you think you're so money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because Mum and Dad used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Write checks and you're going, oh, one day I'm going to get a checkbook. And then you get your checkbook and you write checks.
Basically free money.
And
free
money. And it makes you feel really important.
Yeah.
And then you've got less money in your bank account and then you realise that it's not making you feel important. It's making you less rich.
It's making you broke.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Queensland was flooded with all of Australia's TV personalities yesterday as the 61st annual TV Week Logie Awards got underway. There was a lot of voluminous taffeta and silks on the red carpet and, of course, gold and glitz from the women and the men alike. Funny man Tom Gleeson's opening monologue really set the tone for the evening.
I think the reason they asked me to do the opening is because Channel 9 has run out of stars. New rule on breakfast TV, if you're too entertaining, they fire you. Am I right, Carl? What I'm trying to say is, David Kosh, your job is safe.
Fabulous. One of the favourite dishes that I make my family for dinner is spaghetti bolognese. Everyone loves it. It's a winner all round.
Can't go wrong.
And do you know the test that you do with the spaghetti strands when you throw one against the wall so you know it's ready?
Oh, it's the wall, is it?
Well, whatever. Why, where have you been throwing them?
Ceiling. They're all stuck up there.
Apparently, if it sticks, it's ready. Anyway, a single strand of spaghetti is actually called a spaghetto.
It's not, is it?
It is, a spaghetto.
So the plural is spaghetti.
That's right.
Really?
Yep. So how many strands of spaghetto are on your ceiling, Gunners?
About a packet.
Dear me.
It's my turn to do the hard word, and today's hard word is felicity.
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 I actually know what this means. You know why? You know why I know this?
Why?
Because the show Felicity, it mentioned it, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. That has been known to happen.
Yeah, once.
Okay, so give me the...
Well, shall I give you another one or do you want to do this
one? No, let's just do it.
Okay, is it A, ill fortune, B, faithful devotion, or C, happiness?
It means happiness.
Yeah, it does.
That one was more pop culture knowledge.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Just give me another one. Make it really hard.
How about this one? Rub, R-U-B.
Okay.
Is it A, a piece of gossip, B, difficulty, or C, a good luck charm?
Well, rubbing is to move your hand back and forth against something in a fast motion, isn't it? Rub?
Yes.
Those options don't really mean what rub means.
Well, you've got to pick one, A, B, or C. Piece of gossip, difficulty, or a good luck charm?
A good luck charm.
Final answer?
Yep.
And you're definitely sticking with C?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah, well, come on. What does it mean?
Difficulty.
That's just stupid.
Well, why? Because you got it wrong.
No, because the definition of rub is not any of those things. It's apply firm pressure to the surface of something using a repeated back and forth motion. That's what rub means.
Yeah, you're right. That's the first meaning of the word, but this is the second meaning.
This is a trick. Use it in a sentence.
Okay. Wagging school is easy, but not getting caught. There's the rub. There's the difficulty.
So it's like a slang term.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's stupid.
Well, you got one right, one wrong.
Yep, cool. I'll take that.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.